Hello, everyone. Welcome to Short and Sweet, a podcast within a podcast where we discuss everything sweet. I'm Curtis.
I'm Nick.
So we have a very serious topic for today. A very, very, very serious topic. We recently agreed upon this a certain aspect of this subject, and we got so much shit for it from our friends.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was shocked and appalled.
They were so angry that that's how we felt. So cookies, right? Very serious, very important topic.
It's life-changing.
It absolutely, it can be. It can be when you decide collectively, and by the collectively I mean both of us together, that oatmeal raisin cookies are one of the best cookies that you can get. Now hear us out.
People did not like that.
No, they did not like that at all. And I don't know if it's a texture thing or a raisins thing. And actually, after this episode airs, I would love to hear from people. Send us comments. Maybe we'll put up a post asking what your favorite cookie is. And let us know if you dislike oatmeal raisin. Why? Why?
Yeah, why specifically do you not enjoy what is probably the best cookie?
Yes, and how does it feel to be wrong? Okay, so some facts, some historical facts to back up why oatmeal raisin cookies are so good. They go all the way back to 1896 is the first recorded recipe of oatmeal cookies. It's got age to it. It's got history. You can't argue with history.
I mean, never mind.
You can't argue with cookie history.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about cookies. Nick,
I'm innocent.
They were featured on every Quaker Oats container beginning in the early 1900s. Now, do you think that Quaker Oats, if they didn't know that oatmeal cookies were unbelievably delicious, would put them on their containers to help you know how to make them? I don't think so.
I mean, let's also talk about the fact that they're made from oats and raisins.
And so hearty.
Just put those together, healthy cookie.
Incredibly healthy
cookie. Don't fact check that.
It is by far the healthiest cookie that we are currently talking about at this very second. Guarantee the cookies that we're talking about at this very moment, you won't find a healthier cookie than the oatmeal raisin.
100%.
It's got grains. It's got fruit. What else could you need? It's a cookie. However, there are some other very good cookies, I will admit. Honestly, for how much I love the oatmeal raisin and how funny it was for our friends to get so angry at us. Like, they literally audibly gasped at us. And so Nick and I, like, walked two steps away from the group, turned to them, and then put our arms around each other's shoulders in solidarity. Like, fuck you, we're gonna die on this hill. But actually, to be perfectly honest, it is, like, definitely top three. It's not my favorite cookie.
Oh, well, it was nice knowing you.
It's, I think one of the reasons why I do, in fact, love oatmeal raisin cookies so much is because they, when I was at least a child, were my dad's favorite cookies. So I kind of put those together, and when my dad would get them, I would get them. So there is, like, a nostalgia level to me. Mm-hmm. And it's a very good texture of a cookie. I like how, I guess earthy is a good way to put it, but they are very, like, it's a very dark, deep flavor for a cookie. But I think I would say sugar is probably my top favorite. I think in order it would go sugar cookie, oatmeal raisin, snickerdoodle. What are your three favorites?
Three favorites? I mean, yeah. I didn't come prepared for
Come three. On, Nick, come on. Keep with it. Keep with it. Let's go. Well, I mean,
listen. You can't put me on the spot like this.
Three cookies you like now. Go. What's number one? We'll work our way down the list.
Number one is oatmeal raisin.
Okay.
No, some people give me crap for it, and that's okay. They can be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. They're absolutely delicious. I completely agree with you. What would you say would be your second favorite cookie?
See, number two and number three, it depends on the day. I mean, it specifically kind of like depends on the season.
Oh, yes.
I like no bakes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If we're going to count those as cookies. I don't know if we should because...
Let's
while they're called no-bake cookies.
Right. Let's right now say that we are specifically talking about baked cookies.
Baked cookies.
Yes.
Are we counting macaroons?
I would say yes.
Okay. Not a macaron. Macaroon.
Shekaro macaron.
I'm talking the coconut-based one.
Yes.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to put that as two.
Okay. I mean, that's a solid two.
And then gingerbread. Oh. Although gingerbread moves up to two when it gets colder and then it shifts back. Right.
You have a tentative two and three, which I feel like is totally acceptable.
It's like I have the nice tropical one for when it's warm and the gingerbread one when it's cold, and they just flip-flop.
Right, yeah. I completely understand that. Gingerbread is a solid, solid cookie. I actually, over gingerbread, like I would actually put ginger snaps over gingerbread cookies,
mm-hmm.
and also molasses cookies. Oh my god. Oh, molasses cookies
are good.
So good. I buy them from, I can't remember the name of the company, but they have the windmill, and they come in like the paper cookies. Bags.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, Curtis,
mm-hmm.
We are old.
Yeah.
Realizing like the cookies are like, you know, ginger snaps, oatmeal raisins, molasses.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I can feel my bones.
I know. I mean, I kind of realized that this weekend as well because I went antiquing. And while I was in an antique store, I found tumblers that were still in the box from the release of the Pocahontas movie. Antique store.
No.
Yep.
No.
So the 90s are considered antique era now.
No.
I refuse to believe that.
I refuse to acknowledge this fact. No. You're lying to me, and that's that.
This was an imaginary situation.
Never happened. No proof.
No. Now, I can't 100% say that this is exactly the same situation for me as cake, because cake, I actually prefer cold. Like, I'll chill a cake, and that makes it 10 times better to me than room temperature cake. I don't think I could say the same thing about cookies. I think cookies actually are the best warm.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And the reason for me, at least, is yes, they're better warm, but the main reason for me is it typically also means they're softer.
Right, yes. Soft and chewy cookies over the crunchy cookies all day, mm-hmm. any day.
100%.
When I'm buying Chips Ahoy, I don't know what it is. I just don't like having to crunch into a cookie. I want to be able to take the whole thing and curl and crush it into a ball and shove it in my mouth like I'm eating a big marble.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you know, go to Meijer and it's, what are they, like Archway cookies or whatever?
I think so.
The big cookies that are always soft, those are amazing. Oh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those are very good.
The lemon ones, the oatmeal raisin ones, always good.
Yes. Yeah. I have a couple of really good cookie companies here in town in Fort Wayne. There's one called Cookie Cottage, but they're like the super well-known cookie, not restaurant, store, shop, cookie shop. We'll go with
bakery.
That. Bakery, I guess, would be the proper word, wouldn't it, huh? But they're like a specialty store, and you can go and buy them by the dozen and stuff like that. So that's the place that everybody goes to when they want to buy cookies for work or for somebody's birthday or wedding or whatever. Like, that's their go-to. So it's always very backed up, and their hours are weird. There's this new place, though, that opened up downtown called Insomnia Cookies. And I passed by them walking around downtown a couple of times, didn't really pay too much attention. I'm like, oh, that's a neat name. I like that, blah, blah, blah. Didn't pay it, you know, like too much mind. I recently looked up the hours and realized why it's called Insomnia Cookies. And it is because they are open until midnight half the week and 1 a.m. the rest of the week. So they are literally hey, it's late at night, you want some cookies? We're open. And I had them recently. Fuck, they're good. Oh my God, they're so good. It's like, okay, so weed is not legal in Indiana. However, I know why you're open late, guys.
It's because people work late hours in the office.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. Yes, it's because they're up late smoking out of their tobacco pipes.
Yes, these glass pipes are for tobacco use only.
These glass pipes are for cookie use only. But
I don't know how to process that one.
Hey, man, I mean, there's cookies and Creed weed. Cookies and cream weed. Cookies I said and cookies Creed. And Creed. I mean, you know, it's probably not too far off anyways. Well, hey, man, you want to try some cookies and Creed? Ay. Okay, you tell me about cookies now.
Okay, so I did mention them when we talked about Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gideon's Bakehouse.
Yes.
In Disney Springs. Boy, do I wish they shipped their cookies. I understand why they don't, but man.
Oh my gosh.
Going to their website and seeing that they had a shopping cart, I got super excited until I learned it was for local pre-orders, so you can buy your cookies ahead of time and go pick them up there.
That makes me so sad because I want to try them so badly.
Each cookie is a half pound.
Oh my God, that's so much cookie.
And for anyone listening, if you are not familiar with Gideon's, because I understand not everyone is crazy like me who just watches a bunch of Disney vloggers. I understand. I know the kind of person I am.
But also, not everybody is goth like me and tries to figure out every goth bakery and restaurant that you can go to.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite thing, is the, you know, the half-pound cookies, glorious cookies. I can't do images of these cookies justice. Like, we got some when we were in Disney. It took more than the palm of my hand. That's how big it was. It was also thick. Like, at least a half inch thick.
Actually, at least three C's thick.
And, like, every square bit of the surface of this cookie, the chocolate chip one, was covered in chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You
almost can't see cookie beneath those chocolate chips.
No, no. So, yes, please, look up Gideon's Bakehouse. Just look at the cookies. You'll see what I'm talking about. They also had, because we went in February, they had a Valentine's special edition cookie. It was great. It was a dark chocolate with, I want to say, cherries, and it had some spicy cinnamon to it and everything. Oh, yeah, no, it was great.
That sounds delicious. Oh my gosh.
I'm not saying it's worth a trip to Florida just to go to Gideon's. But however, if you are in Florida, you should go to Gideon's.
Yes. Not only that, but the whole place is spooky.
Yes, it is. So at Disney Springs, everything is, every kind of like big anchor store there has a backstory.
Mm-hmm.
And Gideon's backstory is that it's a haunted library.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It looks nice and spooky on the outside. When you're inside, occasionally the lights will flicker, and it's glorious. I love it.
And you get cookies out of the deal too, so you get to enjoy the spooky atmosphere. Yes,
they have triple layer 8-inch tall cakes. Each one can feed 20 people.
It's so much cake.
You can get a slice of that, or you can get a whole one. It's like the normal standard price is like $60. Specialty ones are more expensive.
Yeah.
But if you ever find yourself in the Disney Springs area, go to Gideon's. Yes, there will be a line. There's always a line. It is worth it.
Yes, totally worth it. Go get the spooky cookies.
It's 100% worth that wait.
Yeah. If any of you go and get cookies from Gideon's, like, post a picture of it on Twitter and at us, because we want to see them.
Oh, I guess I could. You know, we do have a Facebook page and stuff. I could post my pictures on there. I don't do the Twitters.
But yeah, do
post the pictures on Facebook.
Yeah. Post them on the Facebook once when this episode goes up.
When this episode goes up, I'll add comments of the Gideon's cookies that I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, we'll do that. But if you do Twitter and you go and visit Gideon's, take some pictures of the cookies and yourself and just the inside and add us.
And the shop.
Yeah.
Take some pictures of the shop too. Place mm-hmm. is glorious.
It's so good. But totally at us and we want to see it.
I want to go back.
I know. Well, I want to go at all.
That's the worst part. I bought pins for a bunch of people and then the housekeeping threw them out because I kept them in the Gideon's bag, which I also wanted to save.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, empty shopping bag. This must be trash.
Yeah. No, never. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Oh, yeah. No, believe me. We talked to the management of the hotel about that and really got that down.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
We talked to the mouse security guard. It was great.
The mouse cadiers?
No, this Disney security. Well, because, you know, because it was technically theft at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there was a whole thing written about it. It was, looking back, kind of amusing.
Yeah, that's not good.
But yeah, seriously, Gideon's Cookies, amazing. There's a reason there's a line. Now, we do have to talk about something that I think people would hate us if we had an episode about cookies and didn't talk about.
What?
Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And what is your favorite? Let's say favorite three. I know there's not a lot of variety, but favorite three. Existing or previous, either way.
Bring up the list. All right, so the list of Girl Scout cookies for 2022 are Adventurefuls, Thin Mints, Samoas, Tagalongs, Do-Si-Dos, Trefoils. That looked like two L's. Oh, boy. Man, you said old, and now my eyes are going bad. Lemon Ups, Girl Scout S'mores, and Toffee-tastic. I think, oh, man, the Adventurefuls look really good. But I think I would say that my favorite three in order would be Samoas, Tagalongs, Lemon Ups.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. I like the light flavor of the Lemon Ups, but to be perfectly honest, the coconut and chocolate of the Samoas kicks absolute ass.
Oh, yeah, with that little bit of caramel. Yeah, it's perfect. God, it's so good. Yeah, number one, Samoas. I feel like most people can agree on that. Yeah, you'll have some people like, no, Thin Mints. And I'll just be like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah, I don't like minty-flavored stuff. It tastes like toothpaste.
I could see that. Okay, so number one is Samoas. Number two, s'mores. Specifically, the cracker s'more cookies, not the chocolate-covered ones, because those have existed before.
Yes.
And those are disappointing. And the third one, which they don't make anymore, and that is the Savannah Smiles.
Oh.
And that is the, like, kind of like powdered sugar-covered lemon cookie.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, those. I miss those.
So that reminds me, there is, well, I'm excited because I forgot about this, and this is like this place is a really big part of my childhood because my grandma used to live in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
So one of her big things was we always did like exactly the same stuff every time we went. She had this routine that she liked to go through for our visits to see her. One of the things that we would do is when we went to the beach, we would grab Krispy Kreme donuts on the way, and then we would pop into this place called Byrd Cookie Company. It's BYRD. And this place, one, it's I've ordered them online. It's not the same experience as going in, and they probably changed with the COVID and everything that popped up. I have a feeling that they weren't able to continue the same model that they had.
Mm-hmm.
But it used to be that you would go in and they had like some cute but kind of old lady-ish like containers, plates, cheese knives, stuff like that. But at the back wall, they would have all of these candy-style containers of cookies and biscuits. And the ones that they make, they're like quarter-sized and they're all crunchy. But you could go and like sample them. And they had a similar one to the one that you were talking about, the powder sugar covered cookie. They had like chocolate chip ones, and then they'd have these little crunchy, like savory biscuits. They'd have an almond one and a cheddar jalapeno one. I'm actually going to bring up their website really quick so I can read off some of their flavors.
Sorry, I've been looking at ways to try and get Girl Scout cookies that no longer exist, like knockoffs.
Oh, nice. That doesn't surprise me.
And I mean, you're a very common variety Girl Scout cookies you can easily find in the grocery store. Like you can find ones that are like Thin Mints. You can find ones that are like Samoas. Those are easy to find. Savannah Smiles is much harder, apparently.
Right. And that's one reason why I thought of this, because was it just a regular cookie covered in powdered sugar, or was the inside a flavor?
I mean, it was a lemon cookie, but no, there wasn't like any filling or anything. I don't believe. If there was, it's faded from memory, but...
I think I have you for those, okay? I brought up the Byrd Cookie Company. It's BYRDcookieCompany.com. So they have cookies and they have their biscuits. So there is a sweet section and a salty section. In the sweet cookie section, they have these ones called lemon coolers. They are lemon cookies covered in white powdered sugar. They're just quarter-sized.
Mm-hmm. Those look like them because it looks like they don't have any kind of filling. Yep.
Nope.
They also apparently have pink lemonade cookies.
Yes, they do. And it is basically the same thing except that the inside is pink lemonade flavored.
There's a hint of raspberry.
Mm-hmm. But they have scotch oatmeal cookies, toasted pumpkin.
I have to place an order from them. They have key lime coolers.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. You should check out the salty ones, too.
Don't care. Key lime pie.
Well, I was going to say they have a cheddar jalapeno one, and that's right up your fucking alley, spice boy.
I can get 1 ounce key lime cooler snack packs.
Yes, you can.
50 of them. How much?
So actually, here's something cool about Byrd Cookie Company. They have a subscription service where they send of the month.
Oh, well, I know what I like.
Yes, but I'm trying to find it. They also have cupcake cookies, which is really good. But you can get signature tens, which is really cute and all that kind of stuff. I think it's in gifts, but you can get a cookie of the month subscription and they will send you 1 pound of the cookie of the month every month for 12 months.
Okay, let me tell you something, Curtis.
Uh-huh.
I am trying to lose weight.
They're small cookies, Nick. They're small.
That just will make me think I can eat more of them. I know how my brain works.
But for $132, you can get a good stuff canister and 6 pounds of cookies. And the tin's kind of cute. It's gray and says just the good stuff on it. That's pretty cute. I love the tins personally because they have these nice watercolor paintings, I should say, of different parts of Savannah, Georgia. And I have been there so many times. I actually want to go back. My grandma lives up here now because she's no longer able to live on her own. Mm-hmm. So I, as an adult, would love to go down there and do whatever the hell I want to do. I'm actually not seeing their subscription service. They might have stopped that.
Good.
But for $9.95, they have a key lime cookie 6 ounce tin that's got Forsyth Park fountain on it, which is really pretty. But yeah, you should go check them out. For sure, because they're these little bite-sized cookies, so you can slam a bunch of them, and they've got the salty ones. Let me bring up. They've got cheddar pecan, cheddar jalapeno, everything cheddar biscuits. They really like cheese and
I would just like to apologize that Curtis was nice enough to supply a cookie company that you can actually go and buy their stuff, whereas I just mentioned this amazing cookie company that you literally have to go to Orlando to get.
You're just trying to convince people to go to Disney.
I'm just trying to bump Florida's tourism. It really doesn't need help, but
I'm giving you actionable cookie companies. Yours is just a pipe dream.
No, I'm giving people road trip goals.
That's true. That's true. I will give you that. And that's a really good road trip destination as well.
Yeah, it's only like an 18-hour car drive.
Exactly.
From here.
Damn, dude, those toasted pumpkin cookies look like they are absolutely rocking.
Well, now I have to go look at those.
It looks like they might have pecans in them. They do. Blending the distinctive spices of cinnamon with Georgia pecans, brown sugar and vanilla creates a one-of-a-kind bite-sized cookie. These crunchy cookies have white chocolate chips for an extra dose of sweetness. Oh my god. Oh, they're out of stock! No! Fuck!
Oh yeah, there's a notify me when it's in stock. They have Rocky Road.
I saw that. Those actually do look really good too. Hoo boy, this is a bad episode for us.
Oh, hey, so the Key Lime Coolers apparently are NASA Dessert of the Year winner and their best seller.
Well, they're about to best sell some more right into your household.
Gonna say it's good for me, because typically people don't stop making their bestsellers.
Yeah, exactly. Keep them coming, baby. These cookies bring back a lot of really fun memories for me, though. So I love buying these. I actually bought a tin for my dad for one of his birthdays or something like that sort of recently. And he was super stoked because, again, this was a super big part of when I was younger. So, you know, when he was younger, too. It's interesting how something as simple as, like, cookies can really bring back old memories of, like, really fun childhood times.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I don't know how many other people can relate to this, but, I mean, yes, there are memes about it and everything, but I don't know how many people actually have these memories, and that is the tin of the Dutch butter cookies.
Oh, yeah. Trying to figure out whether they're cookies or sewing supplies.
Oh, yeah, my grandma had those at her house. A bunch.
They're all booby traps.
Thankfully, it was always cookies.
She knew what was up. Absolutely knew what was up. I also kind of think that it's a little bit more of a Midwestern thing for people to be like, I'm going to take this container and I'm going to put other shit in it.
Hey, I mean, it's one of the three R's, reuse. So,
yeah.
Just because you see something, go, oh, cookie, and open it up and it's sadness.
Yeah. Reduce, reuse, resurrect. I know the three R's. Oh, shit. I want cookies so goddamn bad now.
Literally just looking at Google image search of the goddamn butter cookies. So, did you know they make a 3-pound tin? Because I do now.
Oh, you're going to be ordering those alongside the key lime.
Oh, man. Where can I get it?
Where, oh, where on the internet can I get these?
I mean, I'm on their website now, but please tell me where.
Well, I'm also in danger because insomnia delivers. I think it's time for us to get off of here before we decide to get too many more cookies. I'm scared for my wallet. But so hungry for cookies. Sorry for anyone else who's like sitting at work or driving to work and is now like willing to murder for cookies. Like,
now you better hope that somebody is having a fundraiser and is actually selling cookies. I'm not saying Girl Scouts because they take your money first.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the cookies right away. I know. And that
it's a pyramid scheme.
Is mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's great because you place the order, you get super excited, then you forget you ordered them, and then one day, mountain of cookies just shows up.
You're like, I forgot I had these.
Now I'm on Amazon. Help.
Oh, no. Oh, it's okay. I'll pull the escape cord. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. Short and Sweet's theme music is Little Cactus by Felix Pedersen on YouTube. Special thanks to them for letting us use it. Join us next time. I'm Curtis.
I'm Nick.
Stay sweet, babies.